Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Friday, 2nd of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian markets are likely to open higher as the SGX Nifty indicates a positive start for the broader index with a gain of over 100 points after opening the session at 18,622. SGX futures touched a high of 18,661 in early trade. The BSE Sensex lost 193 points to close at 62,428 points on Thursday, while the Nifty 50 closed 46 points lower at 18,487 points. The Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 18,282 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. As per pivot charts, the Nifty may get support at 18,467, followed by 18,439. If the index advances, 18,555 will be the key resistance level to watch out for, followed by 18,582. US markets. Stock futures inched higher in overnight trading as traders looked ahead to Friday's May jobs report. Futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 42 points, while the S&P 500 futures added 0.1%. Meanwhile, Nasdaq 100 futures rose 0.13%. Lululemon shares popped 13% after the bell on strong results and a guidance boost. Stocks kicked off the new trading month on a positive note. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite gained 0.99% and 1.28% respectively to settle at their highest levels since August. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 153 points or 0.47%. European markets. European stock markets closed higher on Thursday amid hopes that the drama over the US debt ceiling was entering its final stages. The benchmark stocks 600 index closed 0.8% higher, pulling away from its lowest level since 2 months. Almost all sectors gained, with mining stocks up 2% after Chinese factory activity beat expectations. Media stocks rose 1.8%, while household goods closed 0.2% lower. Asian markets. Asian markets opened higher today, tracking overnight gains on Wall Street with strong tech shares leading the rise. In the first 15 minutes of trading, the Nikkei exchange rose 235 points, the broader topics index was up 0.78%, and gainers were led by real estate and insurance shares. In South Korea, consumer inflation eased for a fourth consecutive month in May to its slowest pace in 19 months, matching market expectations. The consumer price index rose 3.3% in May year-on-year compared to a 3.7% rise in the previous month. The KOSPI added 0.6% after the inflation numbers came in. India GST collections in May. The revenue from goods and services tax crossed 1.57 lakh crore mark for the fifth time since inception of GST. At 1.57 lakh crore rupees, the GST collected in May is lower than April's record 1.87 lakh crore rupees. However, the government has collected monthly GST revenue of more than 1.4 lakh crore rupees for 14 months in a row now. Compared to May 2022, the latest GST collections figure is up 12%. India's economy is likely to grow in 6.5% to 6.7% range for FY24. Industry body CII on Thursday said India's economy is expected to grow in this range in the current financial year, supported by strong domestic drivers and robust capex momentum of the government. India's gross domestic product, GDP, grew by 6.1% in the March quarter, pushing the annual FY23 growth rate to 7.2%. The growth has propelled the country's economy to $3.3 trillion, setting the stage for achieving $5 trillion target in the next few years. Oil prices. Oil prices rose on Thursday by the most in 2 weeks ahead of an OPEC meeting on Sunday. US West Texas Intermediate crude, or the WTI, rose $2 or 3% to settle at $70.10 per barrel, recording its biggest single day gain since 5th of May. Brent crude futures settled at $74.28 per barrel, up by 2.3%, which is their biggest daily gain since 17th of May. Both the benchmarks recovered from 2 straight sessions of losses. Dollar and gold. The dollar index traded 0.65% lower in futures at 103.67 mark, whereas the value of $1 hovered near 82.3 rupees. Gold gained 1% to more than a one-week peak as dollar tumbled after weak US economic data. Spot gold rose 0.76% to $1,977 per ounce after earlier hitting $1,981, which was its highest since 24th of May. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth 71 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors bought shares worth 488 crore rupees on 1st of June, according to provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Prateek Pant, Chief Business Officer of White Oak Capital, who puts the spotlight on how the PMS and AIF industry has evolved over the last few years. Let's listen in.
We've seen big action overall in the DII universe, where the markets have been supported by a lot of the direct institutional investors, domestic institutional investors who actually supported. A large part of that is what we've seen flows coming in from the PMS and the AIF industry. PMS, or the portfolio management industry, now has more than 1.22 lakh clients on the discretionary portfolio management side. And of course, if we exclude the EPFO mandate, that's almost 2.72 lakh crores of AUM, which has seen significant growth. What is interesting is that this piece has seen a lot of new managers, established managers who have actually set up their outfits over the last 5 years. And that's spurring, a lot of interest from HNIs, ultra HNIs, as well as some of the family offices. Equally spectacular is really the growth on the AIF industry. So if we were to look at the AIF industry, which used to be about 84,000 crores of commitment in March 2017, that has grown more than tenfold right now, where March 23 data shows 8.33 lakh crores of commitment. So pretty much you're seeing, doubling of this industry every 2 to 3 years. And again, funds which are registered under Category 1, Category 2, Category 3, all of them are seeing equal interest. Category 2, of course, has seen a lot of interest because, investors who've looked at investing in unlisted private equity, those are the categories, those are the type of funds which are available within that space. The other area which is seeing the spur of this is a lot more, regulation, which initially was light regulation, and now SEBI has taken an active interest. There was a recent regulation on the PMS side where you're standardizing valuation norms. Similarly, there was the birth of an accredited investor or a professional investor for large ticket sizes within the AIF space. And we've not seen the end of it. I think as this industry grows, as more and more capital starts committing in, you would find a lot of change in regulation. So outside the traditional, retail mutual fund space, which everybody is used to, we have to watch out for what type of flows will come in within the PMS and AIF space over the next 5 years. And I'm sure this is going to be a very big data point in providing liquidity to our markets to this.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you next week at the same time.